My name is Craig Freeman, and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. It is often said that music is a language, a form of communication that reaches all of us, unbound from the restrictions of geography, race, age, creed, anything. And my guest today knows just how powerful that gift can be. Violinist Ahmed Tofik is a musician and educator who, alongside his wife, has founded a program that gives solace and hope to children of Syrian and other refugee families. Ahmed, thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful having you. I think before we get into some music, if we could hear a little bit about your background. So you are from Iraq originally?
Yes, I am from Kurdistan, north of Iraq. I came to USA and Kalamazoo 2014. And I came to study Master of Music. And I got my master's degree December 2016.
In violin performance?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. When I start music, I was 16, actually.
Yeah. 16?
Yes. When I was 16 years old. And we have an institute of fine arts in my city. Actually, after high school, this is 5 years. And after I finished 5 years, I went to college in the capital of my area, like 3 hours far to my city. And I graduated and I came to here to study Master of Music.
So in a matter of, I hope you don't mind me asking, how old are you now?
I'm 34.
34, so yes. You started music rather late, I guess, by Western standards, I guess. There's a history in the U.S. of band programs, and I wonder, and not just band, but orchestra programs as well, and starting instruments in school. I wondered what the musical education experience is like in Iraq. Is there a system in place, or is there more of a folk tradition and you pick up an instrument and learn it that way?
That's a good question. Actually, when I start music, we don't have many instruments and many, like, a good program for the music, especially for violin and for all the instruments. I remember when I start, I like to play clarinet. But we don't have the instrument at this time in this area to buy it, and we don't have the instructor to teach you. That when I start and they say, we don't have this instrument, you can choose something else. That's why I choose violin. And actually, most of the program we use, like, we use Savchik, we use, like,
I'm sorry, could you say that?
Savchik, this is the book, the program they use it. Yeah, it's not a lot of, like, books, and because we were close with everything, and we didn't use, like, internet, and we don't know how can we get this instruments and the books and the pieces. Sometimes I remember when we had a recital, we played the same piece that 10 years ago the other student and the other player, they played, because we don't have anything else, like something new. Yeah, that's hard to get, like, good instrument and good program. But most of the people back home, of course, we are playing the folk song, like a Kurdish and Arabic songs, because we grew up with this kind of music and with these kind of songs. That's everyone can play the Kurdish and the, like, our traditional music.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Would you start that at a younger age than 16, or did you? You started your instrument.
Yeah, I started directly when I applied for the Institute of Fine Arts.
I see.
Like, it's like, 1999, like, 16, 17, yeah. Yeah, but I didn't have any idea about the music. Actually, I remember when I start music, sometimes I saw the songs and the music that the people they played and we watched at the TVs. I thought if I start directly, I can play like this. So like something's funny, yeah. But when I start, oh, that's not right, because it's difficult. Music is difficult. It's not like another things are like, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, music is difficult. It's hard. It's not easy. Yeah, it's hard to be a good player and a good musician.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But when I start, I tried to play more and practice a lot to be like this pupil.
So did you have a knowledge of those folk songs that you talked of earlier before you went to the musical institute, and did that help you, or you at 16 went in fresh, no musical background? And
sometimes back home when we are going to picnic or something with the families and with the friends from our home to this area, we are with like 1 hour or 45 minutes, we were singing till we get there. Yeah, and someone played the percussion, because most of the people can play this kind of percussion, like a traditional like instrument, and we played, and someone sing, and another one sing till we get there.
Yeah.
we know this kind of song and we memorize it, because most of the time we hear it when we watch TV, when we listen to radio, at the school. But the now is better than when I started and before. Because now they have a good program for the school, for the students. They have this class like music, and most of the people now they are teaching. They graduated from this institute or like a college, and some of them they have master now is open. Actually, after 2003, many things is open for us, but before is everything is closed. It's hard to get the contact with the other people, but now it's easy. You can contact everyone at your home, but before we didn't have this kind of stuff.
I'm sure in this age of technology, having access to different types of music and the resources, the books that you probably needed.
Yes.
The instruments, did technology help that happen a little faster in your estimation? I know you're in the States currently, but do you think that technology played a part in helping the growth of music in your country?
Yes, actually now is different, as I said, but the problem is everything is in English, or when you search, and most of the people back home they can't speak English, and it's hard to translate it for Kurdish, yeah. And but still is good. If you need some, like, now because of the social media, you can see everything around the world.
Yeah.
And when you hear like the pieces you like it, before you can't find it. But now you can find 1,000 of videos of this music and 1,000 people they played, and like bunch of the music in different like company they wrote. You can't get it. It's easier now.
Yeah.
But when I came here, I had this problem, especially the technology. When we are searching for something, we can't get a lot of things. But sometimes I don't know how can I search for this kind of music and this kind of sources I needed for, especially for my master, when they told me, okay, we need this one to search and read this book and read this article. And because I didn't use like computer and laptop and this kind of technology before I came here, that's hard.
It must have been so overwhelming to go from just using books to having literally the entire history of recorded information at your fingertips.
Yeah.
That probably was a big shock.
Yeah, of course. And actually, I start speaking English when I came to here.
Really?
Yeah, and the class, oh, just imagine the classes is difficult. Yeah, and a lot of like homeworks, and yeah, it's like I don't know. Sometimes I say I can't do this. But I tried a lot and I worked hard till I get this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Did your knowledge and understanding of music at that point help you?
Actually, some of the classes and some of the pieces I learned in here before, I didn't have any idea about it. Mm. Yeah, I didn't have any idea about it. And practicing sometimes I practice like 6-7 hours a day.
Wow.
To get this piece and to finish this piece. And I'm reading a lot and writing. Still, I have a problem with the grammar, of course.
Well, we all do.
But not bad, it's better than before.
I speak one language, so you've already got me beat. You're doing very well so far. I'd love to hear some music, if you don't mind. Take a little break and get back to your background.
Yeah, why not?
You mentioned traditional folk music. Is there something you could play for us?
Yes, actually, I will play like one of the maqam, we call it bayat maqam. And after that, I'll play another song after this maqam. Because back home when you are playing maqam, maqam is one that like a Middle Eastern scales. Like mm-hmm. when you have minor or major or like C major. But in our music, we have like half and a whole note, and we have a quarter tone. Mm-hmm. That's between, like, for example, if I play F sharp and F natural, the F quarter tone is between them.
So usually in Western music,
yes.
A half step is the smallest distance between
yeah.
two notes.
Yeah, and when we are playing the like, and if I play like B half flat, this is between the B flat and the B natural. Mm. Yeah, it's some people sometimes you see like it's hard. For the people, they didn't hear it before. Maybe they thought this is out of tune. Mm-hmm. But this is like our music. And every place when we are playing this like quarter tone is not exactly the same. It's different from area to area.
It's tuned differently from
yeah,
from
the coma is different.
Wow.
Some of them 8, 7, 9. Yeah, but I don't know, because we grow up with this, and when I play, this is our, like, for our area. But when we are going down, the quarter tone is different. And when you are going up, the quarter tone is different, it's higher. But when you are going down, it's down. It's like, yeah, it's more than 9 sometimes.
That's amazing. And you can hear whether it's out of tune going up or down. Is that something
yeah.
you just
it's
get
little
used to
bit,
based?
But... You can hear it when you are playing the people they play in this area and the other area.
You can tell the difference.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Could you say the names of the pieces that you're going to play once more?
Actually, is this is Maqam Bayat, and the other one is one of the traditional song folk song we call Zambil Frosh from the upside of my city. It's a very famous song.
Let's hear that now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I could hear all those devices you were talking about with the quarter tone.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to my ear, that dissonance is, you're so consistent with it. And it sounds off, but it's right.
Yes. Yeah. It's hard if you didn't hear it before.
Yeah. No, it's so cool. I also noticed how you embellish notes, and there's different techniques that you're using. It sounded like you started out with a simple melody.
Yes.
And then altering that one note sometimes by, it seemed like you were using a harmonic. Maybe yeah. playing with harmonic to give it a different sound quality, and then embellishing with like a flurry of notes. What type of techniques do you use to play in that style?
Yeah, this kind of music that you can't change whatever you like. You can't change like whatever you can to play this one, and you can add a lot of technique inside. You can play very simple, you can play very hard, you can play, like, put a lot of techniques. And back home now, when we start the music, when the people, they start music at the institute or at the college, we play a lot of classical stuff. Mm. But it's not like here, but it's close, and like a bowing and like a... going to the position, different position, and using double stop, harmony. After that, when you learn these kind of techniques and when you are going to play this traditional music, it's easy, and you can do whatever you like. You can put... Because when I play this music, not everyone can play the same. Hmm. If I play by myself, I play in this way. This way. But when we are like five or six or three or two, we can decide, okay, we will play like this. We are playing term, okay. We will decide to play like this. Hmm. But if I play by myself, I play in my way. But when we are playing with the group, we should decide, okay, we say, some one of us play like this, show it to us and play like this and use this kind of technique two or three times, and we memorize it and we play.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And the through line or the thing that stays the same is the tune itself.
Yes.
And then the embellishments change.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah.
We show the basic melody, and the, but we put some inside. Mm. But in the past, the people, when they record this music, all the instrument when they record at the studio, they all played the same note. You can't hear a lot of harmonies. Hmm. But now is because of the technology and a lot of easy stuff in front of you to writing the music and to playing with the keyboard, and you can record by yourself at your studio everything. But before, when the people, they record something, they all played one time. If someone made a mistake, they record again. It's not like now. If you record something, today the violin is coming, and after 1 month the cello is going. And no, it's not like this. But all the players, they play the same. But now it's a little different. The new composers, they put some harmonies to make it like nicer.
So when you say the same, you mean everyone's playing in unison? They're all playing the
unison,
same line?
Yes. All the players, they play unison.
Wow. And yeah. Now those pieces are being rearranged to include harmonies?
Yes, yes. When you hear this music like 50 years ago and now, it's a huge difference. Hmm. The quality of the record, the players, and the instruments, before they don't have it, and now some people, they play, and you can use samples to play it by keyboard. Yeah, it's easier now.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Are you a traditionalist? Do you like to see the music that you grew up on stay the same way, or are you okay with this evolution?
Yeah, that's a good question. For me, I like the traditional and the old way. Hmm. Why? Because if we play like this, we are going out of the, like, it's not like the music we heard it before. Because when you change it, every time, every year when you are changing, and when you are, when someone is singing this song and you change and you add a lot, maybe after 10, 15 years, 20 years, the people, they forget this music we had before. Everyone listening to this one. But if you play the same way that they played before and we have it in the before, that will be perfect because we keep our music, our kashar, our everything. But when you change, no, I don't like it too much. Yeah.
That's interesting. There's that reminds me of a lot of Western music. In hip hop or rap or in jazz, there's that same sentiment. You have people that want that traditional style to stay the same way. It's a common problem that we all face, is seeing the music that we grew up with change. I mean, classical music, you can go down the list. It seems like every genre has this struggle to keep its identity, but still progress forward.
The taste is different, yeah. But the taste is I like the past and the like the old one. The taste is very nice, and the if we use and we are keep going on this way, I think we will lose our like music and our like traditional music, our culture. That's not our culture, and that's not our music. That's why I like the past.
Yeah. Speaking of traditions, you touched on this earlier, and starting an instrument, you learn traditional technique, first position, second position. In terms of the structure of the music, does it use different techniques that can be found in Western music as far as the form is concerned or the style?
Actually, the folk song and our traditional music is very simple. Just like sometimes you hear one song, is like two lines, and the music play like A B C. Like we play A, and going to B, and going back to A, and going to B to C, like this. But it's very simple. But the technique now we are using, the people they are using for this traditional music, they put like arpeggio, they put like different bow, like using different bow, like they are playing the same but in different like position and different place, and they put more harmony. That's when I say now the pupil and the composer, they use more like classical way to play this. Independent the musicians and independent the composer, how they like. They do in their way. They are not following. Yeah, they are changing.
I see.
Yeah.
And then that also brings to mind when you learned your instrument is violin. Are there more traditional instruments where this style is easier to play, where the instruments are tuned for those specific scales that you play, for example? Is it unique to play this music on a violin, or is there a more traditional instrument that this would be played on?
Actually, that's not our instrument. But now is many people they play violin. Why? Because in the past we don't have like a lot of musicians and player. For example, most of the people they learn in Baghdad. They graduated in Baghdad in 50s, 40s, like this. And when they came back, some of them, they learn violin. That's why everyone like violin. Like if you have more wind, like player and piano and any kind of instrument, we can learn different instrument. But just we have like four violin player, we can learn like piano and woodwind. That's why it's like very famous. This instrument is very famous. But that's most of the people back home, we play string instruments. Why? Because playing this kind of music and playing the quarter tone is easy. It's not like a wind instrument.
Is it easier to manipulate the sound to
yes,
play that quarter
it's tone? Hard because you can do it by your mouth or like, I don't know, that's hard for the for the clarinet player, for the flute player, because it's not like a fingering to change your finger. Because you can't make this when you are playing. Mm-hmm. It's not like, for example, if I put my first finger a little bit back, this is quarter tone. If I play a little higher, this is the whole note or the half note.
It's as simple as moving your finger as opposed to adjusting your airstream or your embouchure, your mouth to shape that note. Is that
right? That's why back home, most of the people, they can play a lot of this traditional music and this folk song. The string player, they do this. We have like the clarinet player, flute, oboe, they play, but it's not like something everyone can play this. It's hard.
I see. Maybe we could hear another tune if you'd like to play some more for us.
Of course.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
What would you like to play now?
Now I'll play one of the very famous music. We call it Fatima Duchai Mastam. It's one of the very famous singer. They sing this song in the past. And when you play this one, everyone, they memorize and they will sing with you. Mm.
Well, wonderful. We'd love to hear that.
Yes, of course.
It was so cool hearing the melody weave around the scale that you were playing. I love that.
This is Maqam Hijaz. We can't tell this is like minor harmony.
Hmm.
Because we are not using for independent place. In our area, we are not using quarter tone for this maqam, but in the Turkey area, they use like quarter tone, especially the six note of the scale, they use quarter. But in our area, no, just like half and whole note.
So you're using more Western harmony for this particular
Yes, song. Yes, exactly.
I also wondered, you said everyone sings along for this one. Do the lyrics match the melody that you were playing?
Actually, some of the song we have, some of them, the lyric is written before. For example, the singer asked me, explain for me, I need like something for love. This is for love. This one I played before. It's written before. And one of the very famous composer back home, he did this, like, this music for this lyric. But some of them, no, the musician, they know, like, they like, they have something in their mind, and they will ask someone to write this kind of lyric for him. I need to be like this. Explain. That's, yeah, it's
so
not...
So you're playing an emotion.
Yes. For example, the singer say, I like to be, and ask someone to write the lyric for him. Say, I like to be like the lyric like this. And when they written for him, writing for him, he will bring it and it ask me, can you make a music for this, for this lyric? And I have something in my mind. I will sing it for you a little bit, and okay, I will do something close to this.
Yeah, what a great process.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yes,
we should move on to something that is really important that you're doing for the community of Kalamazoo and a greater community as well, and that's Orchestra Roa. Did I say that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Roh.
Roh.
Yeah. Orchestra Roh.
And maybe if you could explain what Orchestra Roa is and its mission, and you are the founder of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alongside your wife.
Yeah, my wife and I, this founder for this, and Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, they support and this umbrella for this program. Roh, it means soul. My wife, she's teaching at WMU. She's teaching Arabic class. And when the Syrian refugees came to Kalamazoo, she did a lot, translate many things, yeah, for them. And we helped them a lot, and we did a lot of volunteering for them, like taking them to the doctor, taking them to the, like, shopping, or if they need, like, doctor, and we went with them, and we explained for them what they need, because they didn't know the English. And when I saw the kids, and we talked together, and I told them why we are not making orchestra or group or teaching them music. Because you know that music is universal language, and they can communicate, and they can talk, and they can participate of the activities at school because of their language. Now they are doing great now, but before, I'm talking about like a year and 3 months ago, because we start last March, almost like 1 year and 2-3 months.
So the program has been in existence for a year and 3 months.
Yeah, and I talked to them and they interested. Actually, they are a lot, but now I have 18 students. There are a lot of students, but because of the, some of them, they don't have car, and some of them still, they don't know the area, because it's the people, they help them to drive, and that's hard to get everyone on time and to ask many people to help. That's why I have 18, but I have planned to have more. And I told them, okay, we'll start music because you don't have to talk. Just you play. When you play, everyone can understand you. That's our message. We need to tell everyone, okay, we can do this. And they're interested. And I talked to Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. And I want to say thank you for Liz because she helps a lot. And Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. And I want to thank for Suzuki Academy. They provide the space. And I want to thank all the co-sponsor and the volunteers and the driver. They help the kids. And we start. They like to play music. Mm-hmm. And I say, okay, when you are playing, see, the first concert we did, they say, okay, well, everyone clap and everyone say bravo. I told them, do you remember I told you, you don't have to talk, just play, everyone can understand you. That's the idea for this. I want to make the kids happy. And I want to make the kids like participate the activities at school. And because we have student, Arabic student and Kurdish in this area. Mm. And since I can speak Arabic and Kurdish, first when I start, I talk to them Kurdish and Arabic most of the time. When we have, because you know all the book is English.
Yes.
When we start the music, but when I told them something, they asked me, what do you mean by this? And I explained Arabic. But now I don't have to explain Arabic. They know English very well. They are getting better.
It's
just in English, yeah.
And through the music, that's so wonderful that you've given them a voice when they quite literally didn't have one since they didn't speak the English language.
Yes, exactly.
And so what is a traditional rehearsal look like? What types of music do you play? How long does rehearsal last? Could you walk us through a typical orchestra row rehearsal?
Yes, actually we are using some songs in the books we are using and some Suzuki songs. And every concert I arrange 2-3 Arabic music because they grow up with this. Now the kids, they are playing their traditional music. And every time we will do 2-3 songs. That's one of the kids we have. She's singing with the orchestra. And the other, they play and they are singing. They are singing and playing at the same time. That's good for them. And I use some classical music that easy like something for strings.
So it's a balance of your traditional music with a little Western or traditional European.
Yeah, because when they learn the classical and the techniques, it's easy to play this their traditional music.
Mm. Yeah. I happened to be at one of the Kids in Tune performances where Orchestra Roa performed, and you performed a traditional folk song, and I saw the young girl singing the song. I don't remember what it was, but it was amazing to see everyone transfixed because, you know, as you said a short time ago, they were in a different place and unfamiliar setting, and to see them performing their music to an appreciative crowd was really, really special.
Yes.
What is your vision for Orchestra Row in the future? Do you continue to, or do you wish to see it grow? What types of things do you see for it?
Actually, I want to be with them till they are going to college or something. And we made a percussion class. That's one of the percussionists. Her name is Didi. Now she's teaching them the traditional like percussion instrument.
Yeah.
And I have planned to make another class, maybe this is for summer, because I have another group, we call it Bahari Ensemble. We are playing the traditional Middle Eastern music. Mm. And one of the player, he's from Saudi Arabia. He's playing oud. And I want to make another class for the kids to learn oud.
Why? Could you describe what an oud is, or what type of instrument it is?
It's like an Arabic instrument, and it's close to lute.
So yeah. it's an instrument that you strum.
Yeah, they call it is like father of guitar. Uh-huh. Yeah, because they say the guitars came from this instrument. Huh. Yeah, it's a very old instrument. And
so your ensemble includes a blend of traditional traditional Arabic instruments?
I play violin and Liz, she's playing cello. And Didi and Nicolas, they are playing percussion, and his name is Faris, the oud player. Yeah, we are five.
Do you, now that you have a bigger ensemble that you're working with other than just yourself, do you sing any songs, or is it all instrumental music?
Actually, just instrumental. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are playing the song, but not the singer with us.
I see.
Yeah, we are playing the, yeah. And now we make another bigger ensemble at K College. We call it Bayati Ensemble. That's, yeah, May 29th, we have a concert. And we have more, like, strings and oud and bass and percussions and mandolin player.
Bigger ensemble.
Bigger ensemble, yes. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Is that a project that you have put together just for that performance, or is this existing group as well?
No, we have planned to make a class for the people who interest this kind of music, but this is, we make this one just for a concert, and we have planned to, if we have more people, especially the students, we can make classes and explain this kind of music. Half of the class explain these kind of maqams and music, and the other half is playing the orchestra. Yeah, but this one is planned, but just we want to show the people what are we doing. Yeah. Maybe more people, they're interested in to see what we did.
So I wonder, what does it mean to you to have come to this country and already have so many important cultural stamps and connections back to your culture here, and given people not only a voice to speak for themselves, young musicians, but to let the general public know about this great music tradition? How does it make you feel to see all these things happening? Because you're a pretty busy man, I imagine, with all these
yes,
projects.
Actually, making orchestra roar especially, I wanna make something for the kids happy, and they don't feel they are in different place. And I wanna make the kids, okay, we are in different country, but still we can hear our traditional music. And because back home, all the people, they listen the music and the songs. We have some songs, everyone memorizes it. But when the kids see, okay, we are in different country, but still we are playing our music. We are communicating with the people they are talking the same language. I wanna collect these people to don't feel like homesick, especially.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I have this problem. I have homesick sometimes. I wanna because when I came here, I was 31. But all my life, like half of my life, I lived in this area and this country and with my friends. But I want to make something for myself and the people around me to hear your music and the same culture, to make the same situation and the same, everything the same, is not different. But the other thing for making this orchestra on groups, and I want to show the people, okay, we have this, I want to show it to you. We have this. And the good thing in Kalamazoo is the best area. The people, they are very helpful. They are very nice. They are helping, like, the refugees. And they don't care where are you from, where you came, they don't care. They are listening to you. You have something they appreciate and they accept it. That's a good thing. That's why we can make these, like, communication and making orchestra and this.
It's so important to have a receptive community.
Yes.
And it's great that you're creating a community for your students to help them with feeling homesick. And in turn, I'm sure that helps you to deal with that too. So that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to close with musically? Would you like to play one more tune for us?
Yes. Now, maybe another maqam.
I'd love to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in WMUK's Takeda studio here with Ahmed Tofik, and let's hear that now. Thank you so much for that.
It's my pleasure.
It's been a treat having you here today, and I want to thank you for sharing your music with us. You have, to review, the Bayati Ensemble.
Yes.
Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
And then the
Bahari Ensemble.
the Bihar Ensemble, is that correct as well?
Yeah.
You have Orchestra Roa.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Oh. Very, very, you know, this is the hardest part.
If people would like to find out more about what you do, how can they do that? Do you have a website? If they'd like to find out more about Orchestra Roa, where can they go to do that?
Yeah, actually, Orchestra Roa, we have a page in Facebook, Orchestra Roa, and we have another page in Facebook. We call it Bihar Ensemble. And for Beati, we have planned to make something.
But wonderful.
Yeah, not yet. We didn't finish yet. And for the orchestra and the Beati Ensemble, for the Orchestra Roa, we'd love to have not just for the Syrian refugees, because the first plan when we made this, that's just for, we think about just for the Syrian refugees case. But now everyone, if they are citizen, if they are refugees from any country, anywhere in Kalamazoo, they are welcome, and we will be happy to bring the families, bring their kids and join us. And it's free. We provide the place and the instruments and the snack for the students.
And this is an after-school program?
Yes, after-school program. We'll start from 4:30 till 7:30. We have two groups. Because most of the kids, they have a lot of homework and they need a lot of study. Thus, they are coming three times a week, each group.
Wow.
And every Fridays we have a orchestra for all the kids. And any families, if they want to bring their kids, they are welcome. And we will be happy to have them. And for the Beati Ensemble, that's, we made this for the student at Cape College or WMU, and for the communities, if they want to play with us and join us, we will be happy and they are very welcome.
Anyone
is
welcome.
To make something new for the Kalamazoo.
That's a wonderful message, and you've created a wonderful community, and I'd like to thank you for sharing that with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.